This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Several Buddhist monks on a cross-country walk for peace were hit by a car yesterday evening near Dayton in Liberty County. The incident happened around 6:15 along the shoulder of Highway 90. News 88.7's Michael Adkison is in Dayton right now. Michael, what's the latest?
Alexandra, good morning. I'm here on US 90 near Dayton, where that tragic accident took place last night. These are the monks that we have reported on previously. They're on that walk for peace from Fort Worth to Washington, D.C. They stopped in Houston over the weekend, and they were making their way out of Houston just in the last couple of days, and were walking along US 90 eastbound on the shoulder when a car struck them. Some of the monks were injured. We have learned this morning one of the monks is still hospitalized. He's going to need surgery, according to spokespeople affiliated with this walk for peace. But they do say that he is in good condition. One spokesperson said in a video that that monk is smiling and giving thumbs ups to them. The rest of the monks that we've learned this morning are still going on their walk. Some of them were injured, but that they are in well enough condition to continue their walk for peace. They are still asking for prayers for their fellow monk who's still in the hospital. In Dayton, Michael Adkison, News 88.7.
Galveston ISD said it won't change its stance on displaying Ten Commandment posters in classrooms. This comes 2 weeks after Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued the district for its decision not to display the posters. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn reports.
Galveston ISD says it finds that Senate Bill 10 conflicts with longstanding federal law and existing interpretations of the Constitution.
We are disappointed we must use district resources to defend this local decision against state action.
The United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit plans to take up the subject in January. Until then, Galveston ISD says it'll continue to seek legal counsel and navigate next steps in light of other ongoing litigation. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
It's 78 degrees right now on the University of Houston campus. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.